Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that are tired of working so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. Those of you that really want that cash flow, that freedom, that prosperity today, not waiting 30 or 40 years for some possible retirement, but you want that freedom right now so you can be able to do what you love with those you love when you want to do it. And I love the fact because you're not only here to create freedom for yourself, but you know that as you create freedom and you liberate yourself, you can now create a ripple effect throughout people's lives as well as you're going through this journey and this process. And so you're about blessing others' lives, and that's the kind of ripple effect I'm proud to be a part of. You know, as a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You can go there. That's MoneyRipples.com. You can go check that out. There's a free ebook on there, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. That's wonderful. You can check it out. As well as there's great blogs on there. Sometimes you guys want to have things you can read. Well, that's pretty much the extent of my writing as it is currently. And so you can check that out. Again, thank you for sharing the show. You guys have been awesome. I just want to thank you personally for really allowing me to kind of play, you know, to have fun. I love teaching. I'm a teacher at heart. And I love the fact that you guys give me that opportunity to do so. And I love the feedback you're giving me. I love the fact that you guys are, telling me what's valuable and what's not. And so I love that. Thank you so much for sharing and for being a part of this journey. It means a lot to me. And so thanks for allowing me to have some fun and just serve you guys. So today I want to talk about, infinite banking. You know, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a common term that's been used for those that use life insurance, specifically whole life insurance, to be able to create returns, right? To be able to essentially become your own bank, right? And that's kind of how it all started. Nelson Nash was the guy that created it, or at least the term, as far as I know, about becoming your own bank, right? Or becoming your own banker. And the whole premise is that essentially you're building up the cash inside of an insurance policy, and then rather than borrowing from a bank, you borrow from yourself, right? From your whole life insurance, the savings account, right? You're borrowing from that and you use it to, buy things like cars, houses, whatever. But essentially, you're not in bondage to the bank. You're in charge of your own self. And that's kind of the original premise. But today, I want to talk about where infinite banking and that kind of concept is kind of not as productive, is not as effective. Because I'll tell you, when people say that they teach the infinite banking concept, right? And there are definitely a lot of insurance agents out there that do it. It's the minority. Most insurance agents you meet, if they're not already anti-whole life, right, the ones that actually are whole life fans, most of them don't even – either one, have even heard of it, or two, don't even know what it really is, right? But there is a minority out there that call themselves, like infinite bankers or whatever you might call it, right? And by the way, the concept's awesome. And God rest his soul, Nelson Nash just barely passed away. He was definitely getting up there in years and just passed away this last spring. So he created a great concept. And in fact, you can even find his book, Becoming Your Own Banker, which is great. But I want to dispel some myths around it because even though those that teach infinite banking, there are some fallacies that they teach that aren't totally true. And so I'm not poo-pooing all over it because obviously if you guys have listened to other episodes, I'm a big fan of using your life insurance to essentially create a supercharged tax-free savings account and be able to do it in a way that reduces costs, increases returns, so that you can essentially make money in two places at the same time. So you can put that money in the insurance, pull it right back out, and go and invest it, create cash flow, and then that cash flow goes and pays back the loan. You create this whole cycle, this flow of money going in and out that actually allows you to increase the returns on your investment by at least another 2 or 3% a year. And so I love that concept. But I want to talk about some of the things I run into as I talk to some of you guys. Actually, when many of you reach out to me, you've said, "Hey, guess what? I love this concept. In fact, I have a policy, and I've been, you know, I have a guy that's been an infinite banker that sold it to me. And so, Chris, you know, how is it? How is it performing, or is it any good?" And I appreciate those questions, because this is what's inspired this conversation, because it's kind of fired me up a bit, realizing that policies are not created equal. Just like advisors are not created equal, right? You're kind of at their mercy of what they understand and know. And in many cases, they don't know a lot. Or even if they do know, the thing you have to question is, because if that's their main career, right? If that's their main source of income, obviously they're going to have this little battle between whether they should, you know, really they should give you the best deal or not, right? And even if they think they're giving you the best deal, they may not be, because maybe they don't know how to increase the returns on the investment and that sort of thing, right? So there's a lot of aspects there. For me, I've been doing it because just in the last 2 years, personally, I've been designing these policies and creating them, because I found out that even people I was referring to do it for me, you know, other insurance agents, they really weren't given the best deal possible. Like I've realized there was ways that we could do it better. So that's why I kind of took it on, and it's really been kind of play for me. It's been a lot of fun. I didn't even need to do that kind of thing, but man, I'll tell you, it's fired me up, just like financial advice, right? Financial advising has fired me up. And I even did an episode earlier this week about the same thing, you know, about, you know, some of the myths of financial advising. There's myths around this with life insurance. So let's dig right into it. So infinite banking, the one thing they talk about that's big, that I get, the most common myth, is that one, you use this to buy your cars and buy your houses with, right? The one problem with that is this. It says a lot of times infinite bankers and insurance agents, right? They'll tell you, they'll say, "Well, yeah, it's just paying yourself back." Now, that's partly true, but the truth is you're actually taking a real loan. You're taking a loan from the insurance company, you know, anywhere in the ballpark of from like 4.75% up to, sometimes it go up to 7 or 8%, you know. But let's just use the 5% example. If, you know, with one of the companies I use quite a bit, their loan rate's only 5%. So when you take out a loan, you are being charged 5% a year. You know, just like any other bank. The difference is, it's kind of like a student loan, right? You know, student loan, if you put it into deferment, they're actually going to still charge you interest. But the thing is that you're not having to make payments. And it's the same thing true with life insurance. You don't have to make monthly payments like you would with like a home equity line of credit or a credit card payment or something, right? So you're being charged 5% a year. You pay it back however, whenever you want. So that's one of the cool factors. But make no mistake, you are being charged interest. And when you pay it back, they'll say, "Yeah, you just make payments back to yourself. You pay whatever interest rate you want. If you want to pay yourself at a 10% interest rate, you can do that." Well, what they're really saying is you're essentially calculating your own principal and interest payment and just paying it towards that loan. But the loan is still at 5%, right? So if you're paying it back more aggressively or less aggressively, that's up to you. So it is a real loan you're actually being charged. So when people say, "Yeah, you can buy your cars, your houses with this," outside of an emotional, maybe an emotional type tie that you feel like it would be better to, you know, to actually not have the bank, you know, there, that's fine. I can get that. But the truth is, if I can get a bank loan, this is my own personal opinion, if I can get a bank loan for cheaper than 5% or even around 5%, to be honest, if I can get bank loans, cheap bank loans from banks, I'm going to maximize and leverage that all I can. Even when I buy real estate, you know, if you're putting down 20 or 25% down payment, you know, I still want to mortgage the other 75 to 80% with the bank. I want to use their money as much as I possibly can, especially if I can create leverage and make it profitable. But that 20 or 25% down payment, I cannot get from a bank. And that is where I'll use my life insurance. So essentially I borrow from the life insurance for that, for anything that the bank won't give me money for. But I will tell you that the one thing I see wrong is that they preach this ideal, and even Nelson Nash did. You know, he preached the ideal that, hey, you don't have to owe banks any money. Well, guess what? An insurance company is still a bank, so you're still in the same position. No, you don't have a payment. No, it's not on your credit. That is a benefit for sure. I don't argue that, but I do argue when people think they're essentially getting this interest-free loan, right? and they're just paying themselves back. That's not fully true. And so when you hear that, that is definitely not the case. Another fallacy, and this one really, this is the biggest, most deceptive one I've seen happen to people that have come to me asking about their own old policies, is that someone will ascribe to the infinite banking concept, Nelson Nash's concept. But I'll tell you, even between insurance agents and how they teach infinite banking, it varies greatly. For example, when I first was taught about this, and this is where I got really ticked, right? This is in 2006. I bought my first whole life policy. Now understand, I was anti-whole life, right? I was all about, you know, mutual funds. You know, when I was a traditional advisor, it was mutual funds. I was telling people to invest in the stock market, even life insurance products that have them invest in the stock market. I even did IULs. I would sell those too. Only before I realized, hey, there's some holes here, when I started to train other agents about it and I started looking under the hood. And so when I got introduced to whole life, I used to tell people whole life was, you know, was a waste of money. It was piddly. You know, you get paid maybe, you know, what I used to regurgitate. This is not anything I knew personally, but what I heard from other agents was whole life only pays you 1-2% average per year. So don't do that. They don't make any money. So do something in the stock market, right? But I found out that wasn't the case at all. That wasn't the case even close, right? They were making much more. I mean, even the policies I write, even if you did nothing with it, you didn't do any investing with it, you could still earn a net cash on cash return after the cost of insurance, still earning at least a, you know, 5%+ return, depending on your age and whatnot, maybe 4.5%, depending if you're older or something like that. But you can still average at least 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5, almost 6% average rates of return on it. I didn't know that. You know, so I was preaching against it. However, you know, when I bought the policy, I remember asking and saying, hey, is there a way I can kind of boost this up a little bit, supercharge it a little bit more? And I asked him, can I dump in more cash? And the agent said, no, you can't, because you'll violate the tax rules and you'll get taxed on that money. So if you want to keep it tax-free, don't do that. Well, I found out later, about 2 years later, after I lost the policy during the recession because I couldn't afford to keep making the premium payments and there was no cash in it to help make the payments for me, I found out that I could actually have done it that way. And so, and now, granted, he was the one that introduced me to the infinite banking concept. He was the one that had me read Nelson Nash's book. But the way Nelson Nash originally taught it was you basically just did this long-term cash value life insurance, or whole life insurance policy. So in the first year or two, you have essentially no cash because all of it's going to insurance costs, which is typical. The first 2 years are the biggest costs of an insurance policy. But all of your money would pretty much be going to costs with the typical traditional way of doing it. And that's how he sold it to me. Why? Because that's what he gets paid the most commission on. You know, you get paid max commission if you have no cash value in those first years because, well, that's where the commission is essentially paying out there. You know, the way I do it differently is that usually in the first year or even the first 2 years, you'll have at least 80% plus of your money available that you've put in versus maybe less than 5% of that money. You know, you put in $100,000 over 2 years, you're lucky to have a couple grand in it. I'll do it to where you have at least $80,000 in those first couple of years, sometimes quite a bit more than that. So anyways, so when he would do it that way, I had no cash value. I lost the policy because there's no cash in it. But I found out you could do better. And now at first I used to think you can only do 50-50 split. And there's a lot of agents out there that do that. The first year, you know, rather than zero cash value, they would split it a little bit where you'd have maybe, you know, 50% of that money. So if you put in $25,000 that first year, you might have $12,500, right? Which is way better. And I thought that was awesome. Pretty soon I realized, oh, maybe I can get 60% in. And so I thought, ooh, that's cool. $25,000. Now I've got $15,000 in there. So I'm pretty excited. Well, it wasn't until the last few years that I realized, like, wait a minute, we can do this even better. We can get in nearly 80%. You know, you put in $25,000, you can get in at least maybe $19,000 or so, right? And that blew my mind that was even possible. You know, but, you know, the thing is, that's a cool thing. Like, companies are kind of adjust and change with that. But I was able to learn some key tricks and strategies to make it work where you can get much more cash value. In fact, just today, I talked to a guy that had a universal life policy that it was going to take him 12 or 13 years to break even on the costs. So he's putting in $4,800 a year or $400 a month, and it would take him 13 years before what he's put in is now there in cash value. Today, I showed him doing a whole life policy instead, he can have that much cash or more than that even within 6 years. So he would break even on his cash in 6 years instead of 13. Just incredible ways to do it. And so there's ways to speed and accelerate it. But there's insurance agents out there because they range and they have their own agendas and things like that. It's hard to even trust whether or not they're giving you the best deal. And that's the thing I always go for is I try to get the max cash possible, both short-term and long-term, so that you can have more cash to use today. And that's my focus. My focus is more, how do we get cash you can actually utilize right now to go and invest, and now you can double dip on your investment returns, making investment money returns on your money in two places at the same time, right? Most people teach it as a long-term strategy, right? And that's kind of how Nelson Nash had taught is long-term, you build up cash, and then you can use the cash to create your own bank, but you got to build it up over time. Me is like, well, the heck with that. Let's get it moving now. Let's get some cash in there now, minimize the costs, maximize the cash savings, and make the best rate of return you can. And so that's kind of a humongous difference that I'm finding is that people say, yeah, I got an infinite banking policy, Chris. It's pretty cool. And then I look at it and say, dang, that cost you thousands of dollars unnecessarily. So beware of that. You know, another thing about the infinite banking concept is that I taught it to some guys that actually were selling index universal life. And then they try to say, and they asked me, like, hey, Chris, so how's this? You do this infinite banking thing. This seems pretty cool. How does it work? And I remember I taught this one guy in this one company, and he spread it around. But the thing is, he didn't use it with whole life. He used it with index universal life, saying, hey, look, here you go. And their sales went up. They started selling more index universal life, right? Here's the problem. Index universal life does not allow you to double dip on your investment returns. It doesn't work that way. They don't, when you borrow from those policies, the problem with those is that when you borrow from it, you have an interest rate being charged, but on a universal life policy, it's different. They actually credit you interest. And depending on the terms of it, I mean, it could be instantaneous or you might have to wait so many years before this works, but you can get what they call a wash loan or essentially a 0% loan because say that the loan rate's 6%, but then they credit you 6%. Essentially, you have a 0% interest loan. Now, that sounds great. The problem is, though, is that say you have $100,000 in there, you borrow $50,000. Yeah, you got $50,000 at 0% loan, but that $50,000 is not earning any interest at all. The other $50,000 is, but the $50,000 that's being leveraged is not. And that's the key with whole life that works is that whole life, the entire $100,000 is earning dividends and interest. Yeah, you're being charged interest, but you're also earning interest that can exceed and surpass that number. And so if you haven't watched my video on YouTube, I would definitely take a search for it if you want to see how the numbers work on the intricacies of whole life and how I do it especially. You go to YouTube, just type in the search field, type in Chris Miles Infinite Banking or something like that. You know, Chris Miles Infinite Banking, you'll probably find the video. It's about 35 minutes long, has a picture of like a green like a little thing that looks like a little green bank, you know, like a little greenhouse-like thing on the picture. Check out the video. You'll get a lot of good information on that. But just so you know, like infinite banking does not work with index universal life. It only works with whole life, at least in the way that I talk about with the whole compound versus simple interest, which is a very key concept to double dip your investment returns. So anyways, I mean, this is just some of those things I see. I mean, but I'll tell you, I mean, not all things are created equal. Not all insurance companies are created equal because, I mean, there's companies I write with several different companies. And depending on the situation, there's different companies I'll write with, you know, depending on what a person's trying to accomplish and how they're going to do it. Sometimes I'll write companies, you know, certain companies over others. But, you know, I'll tell you, like, it's just not the same. And here's the problem. Insurance companies will not teach their agents how to do this. They do not want to teach any agents to do this. They want you to do the traditional, normal way of doing life insurance. They want you to actually hold it long term. You know, so the way that Nelson Nash taught it, being more long term, they're in favor of. The way I'm teaching it, where you can leverage cash from day one, which most people didn't think was even possible, that's a different story. And that's something that the insurance companies aren't going to promote. And in fact, I'll tell you, one of the insurance companies I know that I love their whole life. It's funny how they'll keep trying to pitch the index universal life so that people will buy that more. Why? Because they make more money on it. Why do they pitch term insurance? Because term insurance is one of the most profitable insurances they can sell you. This is why you don't see whole life being sold. And I'll tell you, that's why one of the number one things people will say to me is, well, Chris, why aren't we hearing more about this stuff out there? Why am I having to find people like you that are teaching this kind of stuff, but it's kind of the outliers that teach this kind of thing? The reason why is because insurance companies don't encourage it. They don't encourage you to figure out how to get max cash because they don't want you to do that. They don't want you to milk the system. They want to be profitable naturally. And then they will teach their agents how to be profitable. Even I had to really play with numbers a lot to learn this, but I also had to like pick people's brains to figure it out because the insurance companies wouldn't train it. They would not train us how to do it this way. They're teaching you how to do it the way that everybody else does. It's the very traditional vanilla policies. So guys, if you have questions on this or whether it be on your own policies that you already set up or even how to create your own, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. And we can talk about that. See what if it even makes sense to do it in your situation. But I'm here to tell you, infinite banking, there's so many different ways that people are doing it, different ways agents are doing it, and it's not the way that's usually in your best interest. So anyways, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. If you have questions, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.